All right, I like to do this service annually, just prior to Palm Sunday, which is when we traditionally think of going into Holy Week. So for me, this is a time of contemplation. It's a time to appropriate the meaning of Jesus Christ's words, "Do this in remembrance of me." So when we look at the symbols, we see that by partaking of a meal together, we're sharing, we're appropriating ideas. And I think this is what we were meant to do in our own spiritual life, to come together, gatherings like this, to come together in fellowship and other activities, and just share love between us and among us. And in doing this, Jesus also washed their feet during this process that they call the Last Supper. He also washed their feet. And for us, what does that represent? That represents that we are to serve one another, that no one is greater than anyone else. And we are to share that love with one another. So, with Passover only a few days away, I imagine Jesus must have been eager to share a Last Supper with his disciples, because he kind of foresaw or knew the events that were coming, that they were going to move through. And that's like, you know, kind of trying to prepare them and strengthen them. And it's almost like a test when you're in school. You know, let's see if you, you know, what you do with this test. And so he told them where to go. In the scriptures in Luke 22 and 12, it says they were to meet in an upper room. So metaphysically, we know when the Bible talks about an upper room, that we're, or a hill or a mountain, it means we're going into a state of high consciousness. So when I'm going through my Bible, I always pay special attention when it says up on the mountain or in the hills or whatever, because I know that the point that it's making is going to be a significant point for me. So Charles Fillmore, in our teachings, says, spiritual communion is a transaction in mind in which conscious union is made with the Christ. Conscious union is made with the Christ Spirit. Conscious union, we're very much aware of the activity of the Christ in us. And so this service, it's a true sacrament, something sacred, something to be considered of special significance. We're not going to use any physical symbols here today. Our symbols or our signs are going to be words, prayer, silence, all of which express spiritual ideas that we feast upon. So this service is to fill your thought and feelings with a stronger realization of the Christ presence. So it's going to be threefold in nature. And we're going to talk this morning a little bit about purification, preparing our minds through forgiveness, And then we're going to go through appropriation, partaking of the spiritual substance and life, coming into conscious union with spirit, and then consecration, which is a dedication of self to the sacred use of the newly received spiritual awareness. As I said before, we are to serve one another. We are to be the example. We are to be the way showers. And we do that through consecration, through dedication. So, purification. Jesus Christ revealed to us that God was spirit. That God is spirit. That God is love. And since God is spirit, spirit moves. And it moves through us in love. And as it moves through us to receive, we have to have a loving state of mind. So when preparing for the partaking of the substance, we must take time and forgive. Not only, as we said this morning in the daily word, we must forgive ourselves. We often miss that person, don't we? We forgive everybody all around and still beat up on ourselves. So, Jesus instructed us to prepare our minds to forgive. Forgive, what is it, 90 times 90 or whatever the amount is. It's still more than we can count, right? Forgive. Forgive us our debts as we forgive others. We affirm that in our Lord's Prayer. So we make peace with ourselves if we have offended anyone, and that includes cutting someone off in traffic or being angry with someone at the checkout or harboring anything from the past and holding it over someone. All that is, that's included in forgiveness. So we are to make peace with ourselves if we have offended any, and forgive others if they have offended us. This is a necessary preparation for filling the presence of God within. So I want you to take a moment right now. I want you to breathe in. And if you need to visualize someone, or if you just do a general overall forgiveness release, I want you to right now just know that you are one with the universe and you're dwelling with everyone in harmony of spirit. And in this understanding, we condemn no one. And we send forth forgiveness to one and all. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills my heart and mind, and I am at peace with all. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills my mind and heart, and I am at peace with all. Affirm that quietly with me together. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ fills my mind and heart, and I am at peace with all. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. If you're visualizing someone, stand them before you. The Christ in me beholds the Christ in you. We see through the appearance down to the heart of the matter. So now that we have, take a deep breath, now we are ready to seek the presence and partake of the substance of the Spirit of life. Appropriation is to eat and to drink. The food we appropriate it through eating and drinking, it's incorporated into our physical bodies, right? It becomes a part of our physical life. I often think about this when I eat too much of the sweets or and my body feels heavy. But when you eat of the substance that you need to for the fulfillment of these bodies, for what they need that gives them energy, they work much better, don't they? Yeah. And so when we think of the spiritual ideas and we appropriate them and they're incorporated in our thoughts and in our feelings and they become a part of our mental life, the life of the soul, so we need to take time always to feed upon these spiritual ideas. In Matthew 26, 26 and 28, it reads, "And they were eating, and Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it, and he gave to the disciples and said, take, eat. This is my body." And he took a cup, and he took the cup, and he gave thanks, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." The bread symbolizes substance. Substance is the underlying thing of all things. It's the living energy out of which everything is made. The wine symbolizes life vitality that forms a link between the soul and the body, the thinking and the body that we build. Jesus used bread in this way when he said, "I am the bread of life," and the wine, Isaiah, to his call of faith, said, "Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters and buy wine and milk without money and without price." Even today, it's still hear the terminology, wine of life. We take these symbols and we appropriate them into our daily lives. Jesus Christ was telling us we must appropriate Christ's substance and drink Christ's life to go out and fulfill our purpose. I want to fulfill my purpose. How about you? My purpose is to do as he beckoned, love one another as I have loved you. This is the goal for me to work towards so that I can fully experience the Christ life in my human experience. So now, not only must we appropriate these ideas and feed upon them, we have to feel ourselves being quickened. And how do we do that? We take some time to feel the activity of spirit moving in and through us. So now, let's prepare to partake of this spiritual substance and the life of Christ. And we're going to do that in song by singing. Through faith, I now partake of the spiritual substance of the Christ body. Breathe that in and hold that a moment. And through faith, I now partake of the spiritual life of the Christ body. Breathing that in and holding that. We are now ready to seek the presence and partake of that substance. We have appropriation, and that's to take in the actual substance of God, and let these spiritual ideas be incorporated in thought and feeling and become a part of your mental life, the life of the soul. Matthew 26 reads, and 26 and 28. Oh, I think I did that part. I'm sorry. I didn't turn my page. So we have appropriated it, and we have taken in the substance and the bread. And Charles Fillmore tells us that Jesus, that all this is incorporated in a unified spirit, soul, and body, which is the regeneration that Jesus talked about. So now that we have done this, we're going to talk about consecration of self to service. Anytime we appropriate substance, anytime we take in these spiritual ideas, they become stagnant if we hold them in. We have to release them. We have to let them go. We have to share them. We have to share them with one another and take care of one another. After the disciples felt the power of the Holy Spirit stirring in them, they continued in one accord in the temple. They continued the work that they had finally clicked in. They dedicated themselves to the Lord's service. So in prayer and in silence, we have appropriated the substance and life of spirit. We felt the inspiration, and we've come to a higher plane of understanding. So now we go forth in service. Dedication of our thoughts to the activities of Christ's Spirit. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Not so much the person, but the Christ. The compassion he showed, the empathy he showed, the way he showed us to live the Christ life. To this end have I been born, and to this end I come into the world, that I shall bear witness to the truth. That's true for us also. That's why we're here. I want you to repeat this with me, and I'm going to break it down. To this end have I been born. Together. And to this end am I come into the world.
And to this end have I come into the world.
That I shall bear witness unto the truth. So breathe that in a moment. We go forth from here recognizing our purpose to bear witness to truth and truth only, to speak truth, to hear truth, to see truth, to be truth to the best of our understanding and ability. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Together. I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And now we'll sing. We'll sing our last song. And so we have dedicated ourselves through purification, through appropriation, through consecration. And so now we just take a moment and pause and let these ideas and this substance of life soak in. So I invite you into this time of meditation. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing into this moment, right here, right now. We cannot help but be changed, lifted in consciousness as we go through appropriating the bread and the wine of life. These Christ ideas moving and stirring and moving through our bodies, filling the activity of Holy Spirit as we make this inward journey. We breathe in and we breathe out, and we come to that point where we step over the thresholds, and immediately in our inner chamber, we feel full. We feel full of unconditional love. We feel full of the peace that passes all understanding. And so we take a moment and we breathe in. And release in this moment a sweet surrender right here, right now, in the peace of the quiet. And so in this moment, we give thanks for the awareness that our purpose is to bear witness to the Christ presence within, to walk in that light, to know I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. And so, in the power of this moment, I let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. And I go forth out into the world, knowing that I am more than a human being, that the Spirit of the Christ moves in and throughout me, and I can do all things through the Christ that strengthens me. So I go forth to be the example, to be God's presence here on this earth plane, and to always let the inspiration of the indwelling Christ lift my thoughts to that high plane of understanding. And from that point, I forgive and I let go and I let Spirit continue to express through me. So for this and all things, Holy Spirit, we give thanks for the awareness. We give thanks for your activity in us. We give thanks for one another as we move through our human experiences. So for this and all things, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen.